right. So what's happening with pizza cheese?
Well, you think about cheese in the United States and the Italian-style cheeses. 25% of the cheese made in the United States ends up on a pizza. 25%. That is a huge number. And so with the economic slowdown, the easiest thing for a big pizza chain to do is take a little cheese off, because that's their number one, their most expensive ingredient. So if you take a little cheese off the pizza, then they save a little money. They can still maybe sell it at the same price. And so what our dairy farmer Chekhov did was went in and really worked with some major pizza chains and says, look, we understand this, but if you put the cheese back on and maybe even add a little bit more, it brings out the flavor of some of the other ingredients on the pizza. It will make the pizza taste better. And so they tried it. They tested it. We worked with one company in particular, Domino's, on the American Legend. Six different pizzas that had up to six different kinds of cheeses on them. And what a huge success those pizzas were. So we've driven that category up by working with one or two in a partnership. And that's another key thing that our dairy farmers are really doing today is partnerships. But working with one or two of the key major players in the pizza chain, we've driven competition in that whole industry and managed to drive that entire category up. Again, more cheese means more milk sales for our dairy farmers. Their Chekhov program at work. Working through, once again, a partnership, leveraging the other people's expertise, abilities, and yes, their dollars to help us promote our dairy message.
And better tasting pizza.
Oh, absolutely. If you've had a pizza that's got an adequate amount of cheese on it versus one that's cardboard and tomato sauce, I mean, what a huge, huge difference. Absolutely.